Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We're getting set for a series opener, Biloxi Shockers and the Tennessee Smokies. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by the Shockers version of Iron Man in Ethan Murray, who's played in every single game to start this season. Murray, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be back.
How fun has it been the last couple weeks, and especially the last week? You got a lot of hits on the board, and all of them were extra base hits. You have 5 hits over the last week, all of them extra base hits. You have not hit a single in what feels like forever.
No, I mean, like you said, the balls are finding gaps finally. I got off to a bit of a slow start, but I just sort of stuck with what I know does work. And that's led to doubles and triples. So I'm just trying to stick with my approach and not change too much.
When we talked about it early on in the year, you hit a lot of balls hard, but unfortunately you just hit them right at people. How much does it do for your confidence now seeing those balls drop?
Yeah, no, it was funny. Last week was the first time I got a base hit on a ball that I hit over 100. So when that happened, all the coaches went crazy. The strength coach was crazy. Like, it was just a series of bad luck, and ultimately that's what I have to keep reminding myself is I'm doing the right things. But it's nice to see him finding the grass finally.
Well, and on the advanced stats and things like exit velocity, how much does it help you as a hitter, even when the average isn't great, to know that, hey, I'm hitting the ball hard, it's off the bat at 100 miles per hour, I'm just running into a little bit of bad luck?
I mean, it's great to be able to see that stuff, and the Brewers do a really good job of making your numbers available to you in terms of how you progress from season to season. So even compared to last season, my 90th percentile exit velocity is almost a full mile per hour harder than it was all of last year. So it's just a testament to that what I have been working on is paying off, and I just got to stick with it.
As a hitter, how do you increase that exit velo? What goes into that work to increase that bat speed on top of it?
So the Brewers talk a lot about functional bat speed and in the zone bat speed. That's what me and JJ like to talk about. And what I did this offseason was I got invited to this bat speed program in Arizona with all the hitting coordinators with the Brewers about a month during January. And it was just a lot of overload, underload training, swinging heavy bats, swinging light bats, and just trying to train your body to move faster than it's used to, because ultimately that's what it's about. And January is such a good time for that because you don't have to play a baseball game every day. So you can really focus on swinging hard, building up your strength, so that during the season it flows better. I like to call it your cruising speed. Your cruising speed's higher.
How much confidence that give you being invited to that program as part of the organization?
It felt good, just because I felt like I really did have a good year in 2023, and it just sort of reassured me that the Brewers were on the same page. They saw what I did, and just wanted me to not plateau, pretty much, and keep trajecting the way that I want to go.
When you've gotten a lot of opportunities to play this year, in fact, you have not missed a single game in 2024, how special has that been to start off the season by getting a start in every single game the Shockers have played?
Oh, it's been really fun. I mean, one of my biggest points of emphasis has been just taking care of my body, and playing every game has forced me to do that to the nth degree, if you want to say that. But it's been fun. It's just if I have a bad day, I know that I get another opportunity the next day. So just taking care of my body and just having fun with it, because ultimately it is a game, just trying to play it.
Well, you've been able to play everywhere. You've played some second, you've played some short, you've played some third. How much have you enjoyed moving around the infield here early?
I enjoy it. I truly do not care where I play in the infield. And manager Joe Arold always asks me, like, hey, like, what do you think about second? I'm like, Joe, I don't care, man. Put me wherever you want me. I just want to be in the lineup. And that's what I keep reminding them. I'm like, whatever you see fit, I will play there, and I will not bat an eye.
I don't think any manager is going to not want one of their players to say that. How much does that help you, too, being able to plug in all these holes and being able to get your bat in the lineup as often as you can?
I mean, it lets me work through things. I mentioned it a little bit earlier, but like, if I had a bad day, I can go back and look at some videos, see what was going on, and then make a small tweak or a small adjustment and know that I'm going to get that opportunity the next day to let it play. So, I mean, that's reassuring to know.
And also, you are now a proud graduate of Duke University. You graduated this offseason, finished up your degree. How nice it to finally be playing baseball without having to worry about school.
I mean, that feels great. Honestly, it does. Just because, I mean, every season it was just something that I knew I had to do. It was something I promised my head coach at Duke, Chris Pollard, as soon as I got drafted, that I'm going to come back and finish my degree. That was actually the first thing he told me when he called me, is that I had to promise to come back and finish. So it feels good to have that done, and just not have to think about that come September. I have to go set foot on the college campus again.
And how nice is it, too, to have a college degree in your back pocket while you're playing pro ball?
I mean, It's good. It's good because I know baseball doesn't last forever, but at the same time, it does really let me focus on what's at hand and not have to think about taking 3 weeks of classes at the end of the year completely virtually, and the professors don't know me. They haven't seen my face. But it really does just allow me to focus in on what I'm doing at the moment.
Well, and playing baseball is hard enough. Focusing on a calculus paper kind of adds on to that a little bit, but it's got to feel really good to be getting it over with, be able to graduate, and now playing every game this year and really get off to a fun start.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jader.
Thanks much. We're back after this in the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.